The first person to recover from the new strain of bird flu here in China has been discharged from hospital. The four-year-old boy is well enough to leave hospital in Shanghai. With two new infections being reported today, the number of people who have contracted the H7N9 strain of bird flu now stands at 33. Nine have died. Meantime, the World Health Organization says it does not believe the virus is spreading into other domesticated animal species at this point. Spokesperson Gregory Hartle.
So far, those investigations have yielded 20 positive samples of H7N9 from poultry markets. There have been no positive samples found either in pigs or on farms. So the focus at this point is on poultry markets.
The exact source of the new strain of bird flu still has not been determined. So far, H7N9 has been found in pigeons, quails, and chickens. Hartle says there's so far been no discernible proof of human-to-human transmission.
There is no evidence of sustained human-to-human transmission. There are some suspected but not yet confirmed cases of perhaps very limited transmission between close family members. As I just said, those are still being investigated.
Chinese authorities are now testing for the new strain across the country. The virus itself is believed to circulate in poultry stocks without sickening the birds, making it harder for experts to identify and eliminate outbreaks.